Hello, my name is Estefania Diaz and I am a medical resident at the Partauli Hospital in Sabadell, Spain, and I will now present an analysis of cardiovascular disease risk in HIV-positive patients from our hospital cohort. People living with the human immunodeficiency virus are now to have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease compared to the general population. This is due to a combination of complex factors related to the virus itself, the host, and antiretroviral therapy. Our main objective was to determine the prevalence of cardiovascular disease risk in our cohort and to compare the agreement between two risk scales, the European SCORE 2 and the Spanish Regicor of the Gironi Heart Registry. We conducted a retrospective single-center cross-sectional study of HIV-positive patients from November 2023 to June 2024 who were attending our clinics. The inclusion criteria were patients in 40 to 70 years who were under follow-up at our centers. We collected demographic, clinical, and laboratory data and used web-based calculators for both the SCORE 2 and Regicor scales to categorize patients into high or very high, moderate, and low risk of experiencing cardiovascular disease within the next 10 years, as well as the need for lipid-lowering therapy. The agreement between the two scores was assessed using Cohen kappa statistics. In total, we analyzed 120 patients, 76% of whom were male. Of these, 100 patients were of Spanish nationality with a mean age of 54 years, ranging from 40 to 69. The prevalence of cardiovascular risk factors in the cohort was as follows: 39% have hyperlipidemia, 24% have hypertension, 12% have diabetes mellitus, 56% were active smokers, and 15% were obese, with a body mass index over 50. Cardiovascular risk distribution according to the two scales shown in figure 1. The agreement between SCORE 2 and Regicor was 0.68, with a 95% confidence interval between 0.58 and 0.76. Based on Regicor, optimized lipid-lowering treatment was recommended for 72% of the patients, while SCORE 2 recommended it for 40%. Despite this, only 39% of our cohort was receiving statin therapy. In conclusion, assessing and categorizing cardiovascular risk in people living with HIV is crucial for prevention and proper management. Both the SCORE 2 and Regicor scales show satisfactory agreement in categorizing risk. While SCORE 2 identifies more high-risk patients who require urgent preventive treatment, Regicor highlights a broader group of patients who could benefit from preventive measures. The low rate of statin therapy in our cohort underscores the need for enhanced strategies to prevent cardiovascular disease in this population.